Your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Have you thought about creating an estate plan? Without a will or trust in place, the state will have control over your assets when you're gone. If this is something you haven't thought about yet, let the Green Law Firm help you plan for your future and your family's security. David and his team specialize in creating the best estate plans for you, including wills, trusts, powers of attorney, and end-of-life directives. Let Green Law Firm give you peace of mind knowing your legacy is protected. Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
It's time for Out of Bounds.
Two beauties!
With William Quackenbush.
Slow your roll. The show goes till three, loser.
And Ben Milstead.
My gosh, we need an intervention for you.
Be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson. Touchdown! Hunter Renfro. Little man makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. Clemson's going to the Elite Eight.
Out of bounds.
The center fielder at the wall.
It's out of here!
It's out of here!
Got the distance, does it have the accuracy?
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Friday, November 7th. 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber Studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR, if you'd like to get in today, this is a call your shot Friday. If you like Clemson, say so. If you like Florida State, say so. If you like some upsets in the landscape, this is your chance. If you're predicting a bunch of blowouts, this is your chance. Get on in with us today until 3 o'clock. We're excited to have you here. Open phones throughout the show. A wide-ranging conversation about the world of college football, throughout the world of college football. And just delighted and elated to bring that to you today. Ben Milstead, a happy Friday, the happiest of Fridays to you, sir. How are we doing?
Quack, I am fine.
Shocker.
I am so fine. I am extra fine today.
Good.
Extra fine. It's a beautiful day, number one. So that always helps with the mood. I am very much looking forward to the weekend. I get to do basketball tonight in Little John Coliseum at 7 o'clock. I get to do football tomorrow in Death Valley at 7 o'clock. I do not take those things for granted. And I love winning, man. I love winning. I love going to games, though. Winning is not the only thing I love about basketball games and football games. It sure helps, buddy. It sure helps. But, yeah, I don't miss these opportunities. So that's my frame of mind today that, you know, got one more opportunity after this weekend to be in Death Valley. You know what? And here's another thing. I wasn't even planning this.
Oh, come on. We got the spirit leading. Let's go.
I choose to focus much more on the 70-plus thousand that do attend than the five to whatever many that don't attend. You know, it's like, God, did y'all see how empty the corners were of that upper deck? Who cares? There's 70,000 people there, for crying out loud. 70,000 people supporting a team that's not had a very good season at all. I'm not focusing on the people who can't come. Focus on the people who do come. There.
I like that. Now, I would encourage you, if you like to win, if you're not like Ben Milstead, and you're like, the thing I love most in the world is to win, you should go to men's basketball tonight.
Yes.
Start of football weekend.
Nobody likes winning more than me. I mean, many like it as much. Nobody likes it more. I'm hoping for a couple of W's this weekend. If it doesn't happen, I'm still going to enjoy myself. I am. I mean, that's the honest truth. I'm still going to enjoy myself. The other thing is we've had all kind of drama here today. And, oh, man, all kind of drama at the station.
Really?
Highlighted by the fact, I don't know if you noticed me looking under the desk.
I did. Earlier. Oh, don't say. Yeah. Say it. Just say it
again.
Are you kidding me?
There was another snake in the building this morning.
No, 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 no. Excuse me while I jack my chair up as high as it'll go. No.
Thankfully, 105-pound Shannon was able to get the snake out of the building. That's the truth.
Good work, Shannon. How's she do that?
With a broom.
With angles?
She did it with a broom, and fortunately did it before I ever arrived this morning. Had a couple of things I had to do on my way in this morning, so the snake was gone before I got here. When she told me, I squealed and picked my feet up off the floor and started looking under my desk in there. And then we got a huge gap under the back door that I did not realize was there. So right now it is covered. And we have a new threshold has been purchased and will be installed before I leave today.
So basically what you're telling me is we had a legitimate snake doggy door that allowed the snake to get in.
Pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
That's great. That's great.
And Shannon did not know my phobia of snakes, so I did bring her up to speed. She laughed at me the whole time. Again, the tiny little Shannon. Thank you for protecting us, Shannon.
You know, it's real courage to just usher the snake out and not end its life.
Mm-hmm. Well, she said she called her husband. Her husband is a snake guy. Not to the extent of Walt Deptula, but nobody is. But she called him, sent him a picture, said, you know, harmless, whatever. I call that a liar. Still. Escorted the snake out of the building, and she said I broomed him out the back door the way he came in.
The verb is like, swept, by the way.
Then
swept.
What happened to him?
Right, yeah, where did he go after that?
Where do we get to where's the point where you cut his head off? That's all I want to know. It never happened, so.
Walt's off today, so that's why we can talk about snake decapitation.
Yes, that's.
Freely.
And, yeah. For the record, I would probably, if I knew it was a harmless snake, I would not do that. But
I would kill the snake and then find out if I regret it or not.
I would also take it to the neighbor's house. I wouldn't just sweep it out the back door where he already knows how to get back in.
I just use standard ground laws as my gauge.
There you go.
If a snake's in my house, standard ground laws. Kill first, ask questions later.
That's constitutional. Yes. I'm just following the law.
what do you want me to do, man?
What do you want from
me?
Come
on.
There's some texters don't know. Some texters do know my phobia. Some don't. I I once had a panic attack in a boot store because I was in the snakeskin section.
Oh.
Yeah. That was 25 years ago. I'm not that bad anymore. Still not a fan.
There's some pranks that are just mean. Pranking you with a snake, I've learned, is mean. It's not funny. It's mean.
I'm the prankster around here, but and I don't mind being pranked back. Don't you ever do that to me. There are lines that we do not cross, and by gosh, that better be one of them.
No freaking way, Texter. There's no way this text is real. Why did I click this text? Oh, my God, Ben. Do you see this? My friend's daughter lives in Charleston from the 864. Absolutely not. My friend's daughter lives in Charleston. She walked in a couple days ago and found this in her 9-month-old baby's mouth. Holy smokes. No, that is a snake. That is not a tiny little baby snake.
Hey, kill them all.
Holy Lord.
Kill them all.
No. Nope. I will be holding my daughter in my arms from now till she graduates high school. We're not going to leave a baby on the ground where there could be a snake. We're not doing it. Not in my house. Not in my family.
You know, if I ever walk into my granddaughter's room at her house and that is what's going on, I might have a really difficult choice to make. I'm not proud.
I know you did say.
The choice I make will be, Brandon, Allie, come get your daughter.
That's the pros and cons. I don't know why I think that's so funny. Yeah, oh, man.
Texter. Oh, yes, my gosh. Thank you. There's a reason Satan was a serpent in the Garden of Eden. Yes.
Man.
Yes, thank you. I'm not telling all the snake stories today, but that is part of the drama of the day. So.
Texter says, sorry, kid, that's your problem, not mine. That's just funny, man. That's a darkly comedic Friday humor right there. That's exactly what it is. Basketball probably is going to get buried, but I'm excited to watch them again tonight.
Yeah, me too. I really am. Game one was very entertaining, and I want to see how some of the really good things that they did in game one, where they did not look like a brand new team. I want to see if that can carry over to game two. You know, I'm not as concerned with the margin of victory. Just I want to see how they play tonight. See if we were watching a little bit of maybe first game emotion, which normally, or for a lot of people, that's jitters and it results in bad play. It was actually the opposite for Clemson on Monday night. So I want to see that. Speaking of basketball, I did watch part of Clemson women versus Mercer last night and then listened to part with you and Faxon. You guys did a great job, but it was interested your thoughts on that. I thought that Clemson played like a team that knew they were vastly superior to their opponent.
Yeah, Mercer's not very good. The way they play, though, is kind of this sounds disrespectful, and I mean this. I think it's strategically correct.
Oh, our social media has now posted the monstrous snake on Twitter. I mean, folks, he's 12 feet long if he's an inch.
You're doggone right.
Oh, really? You're showing how I've temporarily blocked the back door. Are there some? Come on.
Something has to be left to the imagination.
Well, that's a harmless such and such snake. You know. Go jump in a pit of snakes.
Go jump in a pit of vipers. You viper!
Go jump in a pit of harmless snakes. There's no such thing, my
exactly
friend.
Exactly right. Exactly.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Back to that.
Amy's loving it. You know what? Our social, they should get to enjoy Friday too. They really should. I thought they were okay. I think Mercer plays a dumb game. Like I said, seems disrespectful, sounds disrespectful. You're probably going to take it disrespectfully. But there just wasn't a whole lot to it. It was kind of like a run-and-jump game. They were hitting some tough shots. It was a lot of iso ball. Even the action that they got was basically just trying to get a dribble drive. Like, it was just not a lot to it. They had one really good player that I'm like, Faxon even said it, like, the first media timeout. He's like, she's high major. Like, she's good. And I didn't think Clemson played great defensively. What they did do is rebound the crap out of the ball and shoot the lights out. I think they had more offensive rebounds than they allowed defensive rebounds in a game. So if they weren't turning it over, they were having successful series down. Sean Poppy was not happy with the officials last night. A lot of pivot feet that were not pivot feet.
You don't call touch fouls with a minute to go when one team's up by 20. I mean, no, we're not here to watch you blow the whistle.
Correct.
Come on, man.
It was tough. It was a tough scene. So we get him on post game, and he made some comment about the officiating, and it was like very sort of cloak and dagger. And I was like, "Well, let's get you out of here before you get yourself in trouble, Coach Poppy." Thanks for the time. And he goes, "Dabo's going to need more pennies." And he dropped the headset and rolled out.
That's awesome.
And I thought, "Oh man." That's what I'm talking about. That is, I'm mad, and it's also topical. It's Sean Poppy, man of the people. It's like the inside joke that we all recognized and we all needed. Dabo's going to need more pennies. Boop, out.
We got to go to break here. I tell you one thing, as we go to break, I thought Clemson, I think in two games now, they've been exceptional passing the ball. Last night, I thought they moved the ball around, especially around the perimeter. They moved the ball really, really well. Better than you would have thought in game two of a season.
I got comments. I agree with you 100%. I've got a comment on that, though, because I think there is something I saw last night that South Carolina will exploit next week. And we'll talk about that, plus Clemson men's basketball and Clemson football and college football, as Hour 1 continues right after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls. No missed customers. Try Quo for free at Quo.com/sports. That's Quo.com/sports to try Quo free. Quo.com/sports.
When you've thrown over 4,000 innings like I have, you know joint pain isn't a maybe, it's a guarantee. For you, was it climbing ladders or too much heavy lifting? Hey, we're all in the same boat. But surgery, that was never my answer.
Baseball legend Roger Clemens knows there's a better way. That's QC Kinetics regenerative treatments that help your body heal itself. No scalpels, no fake fixes, just real relief.
What I love about QC Kinetics, these are the most respected medical pros in the country that specialize in non-surgical therapies to get you moving again.
And you don't need to leave your home or office. Meet with a QC Kinetics medical professional on a free telemedicine video. Call today. Find out if you're a candidate.
I trusted QC Kinetics. You should too.
Done!
Call QC Kinetics today and schedule your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454.
Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. with great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more. Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at elkmonttradingcompany.com. That's ELKMONT tradingcompany.com. Go Tigers!
Chickasaw Point in Westminster, South Carolina, with exceptional golf in a beautiful setting, along with the casual Overlook restaurant offering quality dining available for weddings and meetings, on Facebook or at chickasawpointgolf.com.
Every decision counts, and IMS makes it easier. From motors and pumps to gearboxes and drives, Industrial Motor Service delivers proven solutions that save money, reduce downtime, and simplify purchasing. Whether you need a repair or a replacement, they've got you covered. With clear quotes, quick responses, and decades of repair history to guide the right call. For 35 years, plant managers and procurement leaders have trusted Industrial Motor Service. IMS, your partner since 1989. Visit industrialmotorservice.com.
Have you envisioned your dream home nestled on a breathtaking lakeside property? Hunter Quinn Homes can make your vision a reality with our HomeSites program. With HomeSites, you can build on your land by customizing one of our award-winning floor plans to suit your style, making it uniquely yours. Don't settle for cookie cutter. Our experienced local team will guide you every step of the way, ensuring a stress-free process. Search for Hunter Quinn HomeSites online and start building your dream home in the upstate, one exquisite detail at a time.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
Turning 65? Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. Now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Finally, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday, I'm out of control. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll. I got a little sugar, baby, down the.
How's your lunch, Quok?
Ben, it's fine.
You in the treat yourself mode today, I see.
Yeah, baby. We're going Wendy's. I'm just going to say this. I had some boneless wings. I feel like post-game meal on a bus, I just try to make the least mess possible. So, like, wings where I got a bite around the bone just felt like a bad idea. Like, 3-hour bus ride back from Mercer last night.
I order food based on the go with the less messy.
100%. So, I went boneless wings, which is basically chicken nuggets. They were...
Resorting back to your childhood.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were good. They were really good. But I found myself being like, you know what would be better than this is some spicy nugs from Wendy's. So I woke up this morning. I was like, you know, I'm doing this. So I got 10 spicy nugs. I got a little bit of fries. And I, in treat yourself mode, Ben Milstead, I opened the app today to place my order. And I see that brand spanking new at Wendy's. I did not know this. The Snickerdoodle Frosty is here. So I got a Snickerdoodle Frosty Vanilla Frosty Fusion. Yes. So,
what?
So I'm going to try that, and I shall report back with whether it was great or really super duper great forthwith. Snickerdoodle Frosty. Treat yourself. Get some tendies. Snickerdoodle Frosty. Thank me later.
Oh, yeah, that might be my drive home right there today. It is Friday after all.
Of course it is. That's at your local neighborhood
don't count
Wendy's.
On Fridays. That's true.
That's correct. Anderson, Pickens, Oconee County Wendy's. Download the app. Get the rewards. You'll thank me later.
By the way, the Wendy's that you just mentioned made a very, very generous donation to the Tigers for Tatas campaign. In addition to having us out there and had Mickey at Eggs Up Grill, Jackson and his whole crew, they are second to none. They really are
salt of the earth people.
Yeah, so we have they followed, you know, they were given a part of their proceeds, a percentage of their proceeds on those days that we were there at all those locations, and we got that check and went, oh wow, very generous. So thank you very much. Speaking of tigersfortatas.com, we have quite a few things on clearance, so you can buy those things now. I think the coffee is almost gone, mainly because Quok got to it before you did. But there are still some things available there at like half price. So there you go. TigersForTatas.com.
Ben, I told you I was going to have one thought on women's basketball, and then I have a sweeping declaration to make in the world of college football, okay? With women's basketball last night, Clemson's ball movement has been superb, especially for a group that has four players, three contributors back from last year. Everybody's new. But the chemistry and cohesiveness offensively is very good, high level. They're running good stuff. There's not a lot of, you were supposed to do this, no, you were supposed to do it. There's not even a lot of those conversations. It's been very clean. Not a lot of turnovers, etc. The one thing that a team that's a good ball movement team has to worry about is what I'm going to call the lull of rhythmic ball reversal. Last night, there were consecutive possessions where Mercer picked off a pass back to the top of the key because Clemson was so methodical and rhythmic about their operation. And if you're not keeping the opponent off balance a little bit, then South Carolina is going to eat your lunch. So I think there is far be it from me to say that ball movement is negative in any way, but ball movement just for ball movement's sake, just to run the play, if it's not done with purpose and intent and with a little bit of foresight and a little bit of thinking behind it, if you're just trying to run the play, you're going to get got by that. And so I think that is going to be Clemson's problem, one of the problems, going into Columbia next week on Tuesday. That will be an online-only broadcast if you want to listen to Faxon and I do that one at 6 o'clock.
It's online-only because the men play that day.
That's correct. So the men's broadcast start at 6:30. You can go online and you can hear us a little before 6 o'clock to come on with that. But... So that's my one concern. And I noted that last night because I said, it ain't going to matter tonight. But that's something they'll look at on film, and it will matter on Tuesday. Outside of that, I agree with you. Their ball movement is spectacular, and everybody can do it. You know what impressed me last night? Hadley Perryman off the bench, didn't take a single shot, played over 20 minutes, had 10 rebounds. In fact, she had 11 rebounds, but they didn't give her a rebound in the arena where she actually saved the ball from going out of bounds to a teammate. They gave the rebound to her teammate, but it was basically her rebound. And she kept the possession alive with, you know, sort of grabbing it and throwing it back in. I thought she was outstanding, and Rachel Rose was outstanding, and neither one of them really did much in the opener. So it's just more ways that they can win. It was a solid win with a lot to work on last night. Also, I talked to Sean Poppy before the game about this, and this can go into the men's conversation too a little bit. The scheduling strategies for both are very interesting. Because we all know that right now you're trying to get your team ready for the bulk of your schedule, but you're also trying to beat the net. Beat the net is basically just the theme of the non-conference. Somehow, some way, and I've made the statement before that unless you have Nike and or Adidas and or ESPN just scheduling games for you, like North Carolina and Duke and the Blue Bloods, then you have to decide on your own, do I try to schedule a bunch of tough games or do I try to go the cupcake route or do I mix it up? What Clemson has basically done is this. They are going to play competitive high major games. They're not going to play bottom-of-the-barrel games. They're playing BYU. They're playing Alabama. They're playing Georgetown, who, by the way, is at Maryland tonight. Maryland better be careful. Georgetown looks like a quality ball club. Ed Cooley can freaking coach. That's a 6 o'clock tip. I'm actually excited to watch some of that tonight. Be that as it may, if you look at the non-conference, sort of the non-P4, the non-power teams, much weaker than years past. Like, Brad Brownell and his staff have done a real good job of trying to say, we want to play teams that we think have a chance to win their league in the non-conference. So if we're going to schedule a team from a one-bid league, we want to face teams that have a chance to be the one bid. This year, I don't think they did that. I actually think Brad Brownell is trying to win the net. He's trying to win the game against the net by scheduling weaker non-conference opponents like Gardner-Webb, for example, tonight, who's a little bit of a weaker opponent than, let's say, a UNC Asheville or a Winthrop or somebody like that from years past. Sean Poppy's idea about beating the net, twofold. I actually talked to him about this off the air yesterday. One is they're going to play a bunch of road games he basically said, we want one of these to become a quad three win potentially. Where you go to Mercer, you go to Charleston Southern, you go to Furman, you go to Chicago State. These are kind of odd, but he said financially you save a little money and you get an opportunity to more easily just nudge briefly into that quad three win section as opposed to just blowing these teams out of home. So he's trying, and then of course you've got the game at Alabama, you got the game with South Carolina, you've got some other stuff in there. So I think it's interesting, these are two different ways to skin a cat, but these are both coaches who are trying to maximize the non-conference in terms of the net in their respective sports. Your thoughts on that, Ben? Because I do think, I'm not sure I've seen a schedule set up quite like Sean Poppy set his up, and I'm not sure I've seen Brad Brownell set one up quite like this either.
Scheduling is an art form, but it's kind of a moving target because you feel like the way your strength of schedule is incorporated into, you know, all the metrics changes a little bit every year. It does feel like it's a moving target. I'm not nearly as familiar with the women's side, but I mean, I know what the men's side has. I know what their philosophy has been, and it's what you just said, but Dick Bender does a lot of that in terms of the scheduling, and he pays really, really strong attention to what happens year after year, like the fiasco with how the Big 12 did it last year or in the year before. You know, he's actually fiasco is my word, not his, but he's the first person who explained to me what their philosophy was, what, you know, the angle the Big 12 was going. So you also kind of schedule based off of how you think your team is going to be.
That's a good point too. Yeah.
They're both plenty good schedules for the women. Two of your first three on the road or is it three of the first four? No, I guess two of the first three.
Two of the first three on the road.
That's ambitious.
And one of those being the hardest place to win in the country.
Sure.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
So I want to shift gears just for a moment. I want to set this up, okay? Because I don't know why I woke up and chose violence on this morning. But I gladly decided to do that. I started looking. You know, this weekend, we talked about a little yesterday, but I felt like I just soft-pedaled the crap out of that. I'll just be honest. We did a couple segments on, like, where could the upset be? And we basically said almost no one. Well, you know, I could see it, whatever. When you look at the last couple years and what has happened, and I would say specifically last year, because last year was the first of the 12-team playoff. The week after the inaugural rankings is the week when everything went haywire last year. Here's what happened after, immediately after, the initial rankings last year. Miami goes to Georgia Tech and loses. Number four. Number three, Georgia gets pounded at number 16, Ole Miss. Number nine, BYU has to come back from down 11 at half to win at 4-4, Utah. Number 15, LSU gets routed by number 11, Alabama. That's a rare, very good thing that happened. Number 12, Boise State has a scare from 3-7, Nevada at home. Number 17, Iowa State loses at 2-6, Kansas. Number 18, Pittsburgh loses at home to 4-4, Virginia. On and on and on. By the way, number 8, Indiana, they won. But remember how tight that Michigan game was? 5-4, Michigan. These are not murderer's row games. A lot of these were double-digit spread games. But the teams that were in the field, number 3 loses. Number 4 loses. Number 9 almost loses. Number 8 almost loses. Number 12 loses. Like, half the field either gets scared or loses after the rankings come out. And in none of these cases, except for maybe Georgia Ole Miss, was it even a thought in our minds that these teams could be threatened. That is the problem for some of these teams ranked highly in the rankings, particularly the ones that we know are flawed this week. So I'm about to call some shots when we come back with that in mind, because this is the new Chaos Saturday, folks. This is it, where everything that the committee told us was true falls apart in front of our eyes. We'll talk about that on the other side. 654 Roar is the number. Hour one of the program continues right after this.
This Friday night, the Clemson Tigers are back inside Little John Coliseum as they play host to the Gardner-Webb Bulldogs. The Tigers look to build momentum in the early part of the season, and they hope to do so with a win. Broadcast begins at 6:30 with tip-off at 7. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
With the holidays here, most everybody's putting on the pounds. But what if I could tell you about a way that you could start 2026 feeling lighter, stronger, and more confident? Of course, I'm talking about PhD weight loss, where I was able to lose 50 pounds on the program just a few years ago. It changed everything about how I think of food, and my PhD coach showed me exactly what to eat and how to handle every situation and enjoy the holidays without the guilt. At PhD Weight Loss, their metabolic reset system helps your body burn the fat first so you lose weight naturally and keep it off. They have helped thousands of people, and they are confident in their program, and they guarantee the results. No starvation diets, no endless workouts or drugs, just a smarter, science-based system that works. And right now, for the month of November, they are waiving the consultation fee, adding 2 weeks to your program for free, and even covering the cost of your food. And just for booking right now, you're going to get the 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. Mention code 2026START to get the bonuses. You have a choice, and make it now. Make 2026 the year you make the change. Call PhD Weight Loss today at 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900, or visit them online at myphdweightloss.com.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. GreaterClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years! How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reeds.com.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's and Malden in Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
At Estes Heating and Air, family means everything. As a family-owned and operated business for over 25 years, we know the value of trust, care, and keeping your home comfortable year-round. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, we treat every customer like one of our own. Because when you call Estes, you're not just another service stop, you're part of our family. Schedule your next service today at estesheatingair.com. Estes Heating and Air. Family owned, community trusted.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
It's a jam today, but it just is.
Yeah, it's a jam every Friday, buddy.
You think that's what Kentucky fans are saying to Zach Calzada today?
Keep on rolling.
I mean, we're just talking about that video. I know people don't know what we're talking about. Zach Calzada went viral on Twitter for basically, he's just yelling at this guy named Garrett, but all he's doing is like flashing cash, just $100 bills. This benched quarterback who's lost, I think now, 9 quarterback battles. Like, who in the SEC hasn't brought in Zach Calzada to watch somebody they don't even like beat him out as their quarterback? Who among us? I think Shane Beamer's the only coach that hasn't coached Zach Calzada in the SEC. By the way, just going to note,
next year.
Just going to note, if Mark Stoops gets fired at Kentucky, that would be 3 Zach Calzada coaches fired during his college tenure in the SEC. 3.
The kiss of death?
Yes. Because he was at Auburn. All their coaches have been fired routinely. Kentucky, and Jimbo Fisher.
So Zach Calzada posted a video of himself. He'd gotten in an argument with another kid. I didn't listen to that with a sound.
Garrett.
Got in an argument with Garrett. And he had what some say was about $12,000 worth of $100 bills. And he's counting them on the screen, kind of scrolling through them, making it rain. That's where we are, folks.
Zach Calzada, who I think ranks 243rd out of 150 quarterbacks in QBR this year. Awful, awful player. Carter Bowley just had to show up and do anything for them to be like, yeah, we like him. By the way, they're going to beat Florida this week.
You think so?
Yeah, they're going to beat Florida.
Interesting.
That's not the chaos, but Florida has no receivers. They've got like three receivers out and one more questionable. I'm going to wait and see if that report continues. But everyone named Wilson is out. Eugene and Dallas.
I think Kentucky should have parted ways with Stoops last year. But the fact that you've got 12 or so coaching vacancies right now, they're not doing that this year, right?
I don't think so. Their buyout is also, relative to the level of the program, their buyout is like unsustainably poor.
Yeah, I would recommend not making a change this year. You talking about Calzada getting in an argument with a kid online? There was so much other more important stuff going on this week. We did not do a hump day headline. And this may have happened. Yeah, this happened Wednesday, I think. Did you happen to see Donovan Mitchell's post-game press conference the other night?
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell, I don't know what the question was from the media. This was after Donovan Mitchell had 46 points and 8 assists in a game. I think he's had 4 straight games of 35-plus points.
Oh, yeah. He's on my fantasy basketball team, so.
He's freaking rolling.
We appreciate him.
My assumption, and even if I'm wrong, I'm going to choose that this is how it happened, that Mitchell was asked where that kind of output came from. And he said, I was playing a kid on 2K for like 2 hours, and the kid was talking junk to me and told me I was washed up and said he hadn't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And this like high school kid is talking, playing with Donovan Mitchell online and talking junk to him and inspires him to a 46-point game.
He did. He like dedicated awesome. The beatdown to the 2K kid he was playing.
Take that, Toby 394. That's hilarious.
There was this, I remember when NCAA football came out, there were some posts from like grown-ups that were like, all you dads think you're going to beat your kids in this game, you have no idea what this younger generation is capable of. You have That's no true. Idea the games that they've been playing while we've just been lamenting the fact this game hasn't existed. And so the kids are ruthless. I was looking at, I pulled up Kentucky's schedule, Ben. What if they make a bowl? Like, they've got Florida this week. What if they win that? Then they face 9-0 Tennessee Tech. Not a pushover out of the FCS ranks. But let's say they win that. Ben, they would be 5-5. This walking corpse, Kentucky, would be 5-5 with games at Vandy and at Louisville. 5-5. All they got to do is split those. At Vandy, at Louisville? Can they do that? Could Kentucky fire Mark Stoops with a ridiculous buyout if they go to a bowl game? I don't think so. Do Kentucky fans even want to go to a bowl game? Would they rather just fire Mark Stoops, go 4-8 and fire Mark Stoops? Because like you said, I feel like at 2-5 going into Auburn last week, no one really wanted to keep Mark Stoops around. But don't let my man start cooking. Just saying.
At some point, you got to win some of these games, but he doesn't really have a bad loss. I mean, at South Carolina is the one you would consider a bad loss because they lost 35-13.
Yeah, it's bad.
But, I mean, they lost to Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, and Ole Miss. You know, plus, in addition to South Carolina. you know, and you lost to Ole Miss by 7. I don't know. The problem is they hadn't beat anybody whatsoever.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Your best win is Auburn, and Freeze gets fired right after the game.
True. Yeah.
So,
Ben, I was talking about chaos earlier. I figured out how this is going to happen. Okay. Last year, keep in mind, I told you last year there were 5 teams inside the top 12 of the initial college football playoff rankings that lost in the following week, and 2 more that got pushed. Like, it was a very scary time, okay? All favorites, by the way. The only one that lost to a ranked team was Georgia that lost at Ole Miss. So we talked about these yesterday, but just in that vein, like, I don't think it's Indiana at Penn State, but could it be? Maybe. Although I'm in the wagon conversation with Indiana. Mm-hmm. Same with Ohio State, Purdue. Purdue's not good enough. But Georgia-Mississippi State, for sure. Isn't Georgia-Mississippi State like Miami-Georgia Tech last year? Isn't that very similar?
Now, what did Georgia do after that week? They did not lose that week, did they?
They lost to Ole Miss.
Okay.
Yeah, but then they won out, so they were able to get into the playoff. Yeah, they lost by 18 at Ole Miss, 28-10 in the rain.
Ooh.
It was a rough one. I mean, I'm thinking about Miami last year as the template. You know what game is a little bit like Georgia Ole Miss is Texas A&M Missouri.
Right.
I mean, that's one. Another one that's kind of like that is Oregon Iowa. That one might actually be a better, because Missouri's down to their third string quarterback. Here's what I think is going to happen. I'm calling shots here.
Yet the line has moved in favor of the favorite in all of those.
That's right. I don't get it.
I don't either.
Georgia's losing to Mississippi State.
Calling you a shot.
They're going to lose straight up. I'm taking the points in the dock, but I don't need it. There it is. Oregon's going to lose at Iowa. I think Iowa's quite good. Iowa's losses this year are to Iowa State in week 2 or whatever. What was the score of that game? Like 9-6. 16-13 on the road. That was before every Iowa State defensive back got hurt. And they lost to Indiana at home by 5. Guess what? If you're doing some transitive property math, Indiana beat Oregon on the road by 10. Indiana beat Iowa on the road by 5. Therefore, Iowa, 5 points better than Oregon. I'm just doing transitive property math. I'm not saying that you should, but that's what I'm doing. So Oregon's going to lose to Iowa. BYU and Texas Tech, one of them are going to lose just regardless. And then I still think Alabama should be real careful against LSU this week. You got LSU off a bye. They have some stability now, even though the acting president couldn't be bothered to clarify himself when he talked about the AD. Whether he's the interim or the permanent or the acting AD. He's just interchangeably using terms now. Be very, very careful with an LSU team that might have a pulse in some direction.
Yeah, I agree with that. That has become quite the rivalry, too, that even when it feels lopsided one way or the other, a lot of times it is a close game. So the spread on that one, Alabama 10.5, that's a lot of points in a game like that, it feels like. Now, I think the majority of folks expect Alabama to blow them out. I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure about it either. I'm staying away from the game because it's a weird situation.
Is there something going on with quarterback at LSU too?
I don't think so. I think Nussmeier's playing. I mean, he's probably still not 100%, but I think he's playing. I did read just a little throw-in line in a story. Maybe a little package for backup quarterback this week. A little Van Buren run situation. Yeah.
And the other one is probably, we talked about this yesterday, that is probably outside of the playoffs. But, man, if our theories are true on fired coaches, Auburn's beating Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
I do not want that to happen. but I think Auburn's going to beat Vanderbilt.
If they hate Hugh Freeze, like some have suggested, then it would be hilarious if the team and quarterback that Hugh Freeze could not beat loses to Hugh Freeze's former team the literal game after he gets fired.
Texter says, Quok, who do you think is the most sleeper team in the playoffs this year? Like sneaky good, no one gonna see it coming type of a deal.
Oh man. It's so hard because we're so analytically driven. The team
some
that
some of us are.
The team right, well, fair. Man, that's a hard question. I think to some extent Notre Dame.
Yeah, that's a good answer. A
little bit under the radar right now because they have the two losses and they really haven't. I mean, they beat USC in the rain at home, but that was more about USC. Just people haven't talked about them that much, but I think they're still quite good. I still think Oklahoma getting into the playoff would be – they're going to beat somebody because Brent Venables, with weeks to prepare, is going to hold you to 3 or 6 potentially. And then the other team that I think is underrated to some degree right now is Texas Tech. Because they have the one loss. Now, they're taking on BYU. If they beat the crap out of BYU, that ain't going to be true. But I think Texas Tech is really good, and they've just had injury issues at quarterback with both of their quarterbacks.
I think Notre Dame, your first instant. I think that's a great answer.
More college football talk in hour number 2. 654-ROAR, you want to get in phones, or Adams Corving text line after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5.